It's a pleasure to have Dr. Marcos with us today. First of all, Dr. Marcos, what are cataracts?
Yeah, cataracts is an age-related condition in the crystalline lens of the eye. The crystalline lens is the lens that we have inside the eye. As it gets older, it stiffens, and it has no longer the ability to accommodate. This is what we call presbyopia. When it gets older, it actually loses transparency, becomes opaque, and it has to be removed and replaced by an intraocular lens in a cataract surgery procedure.
Dr. Marcos, what are some examples of implanted intraocular lenses when it comes to whether or not they correct far or near vision?
Yeah, the intraocular lenses have been evolved over time. Initially, the intraocular lenses just restored transparency to the eye. But intraocular lenses soon became also a means to correct refractive errors. If you choose the appropriate intraocular lens power, then you can actually get rid of glasses, but that will be glasses for far vision. Since a fixed lens doesn't have the capability of accommodate as the natural young crystalline lens does, there are a number of new intraocular lenses that have become available, and these may be multifocal intraocular lenses. So these are intraocular lenses that have a focus for far and a focus for near or multiple foci, so that you have superimposed images on the retina that are focused at different distances. In the future, we may see more accommodating intraocular lenses that are lenses that aim at having this dynamic property of the natural young crystalline lens. But for the most part, the presbyopic correction or a correction in cataract surgery that can give you some functionality for near and far would be most likely multifocal intraocular lenses.
And traditionally, how has the decision been made on what type of lenses to implant during cataract surgery?
Normally, a conversation takes place. The surgeon or the technicians explain to the patient the availability of these type of lenses, and it's normally a subjective decision that is based on the expectations and probably what the usual tasks of the patient are. There are multiple intraocular lenses, even multifocal intraocular lenses from different companies and different designs. I believe this is more what the surgeon has actually heard, some marketing aspects from the companies. So at present, there is no objective way to actually select the optimal intraocular lens to be implanted in the patient, or it's not based on the experience that the patient can get from those lenses.
So what is the idea behind something we'll call SimVis for short, but what is the idea behind the simultaneous vision simulator?
The idea is to replace some of these conversations, these explanations to the subject or to the patient that are difficult to understand. It's difficult to understand how a multifocal image looks like. The idea is actually have the patient experiencing these multifocal or simultaneous vision. This is provided by a simulator that has different intraocular lens designs incorporated in the device, and the patient can run through the different lenses and experience the world, the real world. It is a see-through instrument, as if they were having these intraocular lenses that eventually they will get implanted, one of them.
What exactly is an optoelectronic tunable lens?
This is a system that mimics the design of any intraocular lens. This optotunable lens is a lens that can actually move very rapidly. It can go very fast through the multiple foci, and it gives on the retina the impression of this multifocal image. It can be programmed, And the system actually has incorporated several designs that are in the market into bifocal lenses, trifocal lenses of different designs, different additions, as well as extended depth focus lenses. So basically, it's like having these real lenses inside the system, but they're programmable so that the patient or the clinician can very quickly go through the different designs and have the patient experience the real vision through those lenses.
How was SimVis tested using 9 volunteers?
We tested one of our first prototypes in a publication that was recently out in Optica, which is a high-impact journal of the Optical Society of America. This was tested on volunteers that had actually their accommodation paralyzed, simulating presbyopia, and they were doing different psychophysical, several functional tasks. In one of them, they see images, both for near, intermediate, and far, through pairs of different lens designs, and they had to choose which one they preferred. So at the end, we had a ranking of the different designs according to the patient's preference. They also had to score the quality of images that contained scenes and stimuli different distances. And they, again, for each lens design, they had to rank, score the quality, the perceived visual quality of those images. And finally, they performed a visual acuity test at near, intermediate, and far through the different lenses. So that was a pretty comprehensive psychophysical study. In the clinical situation, we're envisioning a reduced version of this functional test for a rapid assessment of the preferred intraocular lens for the patient.
Dr. Marcos, how might a binocular version of the SimVis be an improvement on the current version?
This is actually something that we have right now. We have this binocular version, which also works under this optotunable lens and the multiplexing approach, temporal multiplexing approach, but now in the two eyes. The idea here is that the corrections normally come for both eyes, and there is actually very popular presbyopic correction, which is monovision, in which one eye is corrected for far and the other eye is corrected for near, or one eye receives a monofocal intraocular lens and the other eye a multifocal intraocular lens, or two different multifocal intraocular lenses each in each eye. So all those conditions and all those possible corrections can also be tested with the new system. The new system is also wearable. It's a headset device so that the patient actually can walk around and see their real world, see through the window, around the room, with the different corrections, and see how the world feels like by seeing through it through the different lenses.
Finally, Dr. Marcos, how can our listeners find out more information about SimVis?
Well, SimVis is a technology that came out in our lab, the Visual Optics and Biophotonics Lab, and there are 3 patents protecting the technology. Those patents have been licensed to a spin-off that we recently launched. It's called Twice Vision. So I encourage you to check out our website, twicevision.com, and learn more about the progress of the technology, which we expect it to be soon in the market.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Dr. Susanna Marcos. One spells that first name, Susanna. She is professor of research and director of visual optics and biophotonics at the Instituto de Óptica at the National Research Center in Madrid, Spain. This is Eye on Vision.